The annual Big Brothers Big Sisters, BBBS, of Orillia and District Oldtimers Hockey Tournament is back this weekend at Orillia Rotary Place, bringing together more than 300 players from 25 men's and ladies' teams playing in both competitive and recreational divisions. This year, the tournament is aiming to raise $45,000 to support BBBS's school and community-based programs, which assist around 350 youth in the Orillia area annually. Miranda Chaffee, Executive Director of BBBS of Orillia and District, is optimistic about surpassing the goal, thanks to several fundraising initiatives planned for the weekend. These include a silent auction, a booster club, and a 50-50 draw as part of Saturday night's Junior C Terriers game. The Terriers will host the Stainer Siskins at 7:30 p.m., with a special appearance by U18 women's hockey gold medalist Sydney Sawyer. "It's going to be a big game," Chaffee said. "Hopefully, the arena is packed and people come to support us." Teams are traveling from across Ontario to participate in this weekend's tournament. Some are visiting from as far as Caledon in Mississauga. "People are coming all over, which is amazing," Chaffee said. "It gives a nice boost to our local economy." Local businesses like Orillia Volkswagen and Boston Pizza have stepped up to sponsor the event, and longtime community members have continued their involvement, she said. "There are people who have been involved with this for at least 15 years, Chaffee said, emphasizing the event's deep community roots. While the players are competitive, Chaffee highlighted the larger purpose behind the games. "They know all the funds are going to a good cause," she said. "It's something they can feel good about while playing in a really fun weekend of hockey." The weekend also includes family-friendly activities, such as a free public skate on Sunday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. for those looking to keep up with the action. Schedules and standings will be available in the tournament room at Rotary Place. The event kicks off this evening at 6 p.m. and concludes Sunday afternoon with championship games. "We are excited to be back again this year," Chaffee said. "It's going to be bigger and better than ever before."